A controversial preacher wants to erect a monument in a public park in Casper, Wyoming, to commemorate the day Matthew Shepard died and, in the preacher's words, entered hell. Shepard, you may remember, was the gay college student who was murdered 5 years ago this month in what's been labeled a hate crime. Reverend Fred Phelps says he has the right to erect his monument in Shepard's hometown because of another monument that already exists there. NPR's Jeff Brady reports on the tricky decision facing the Casper City Council.
Casper, Wyoming knows Fred Phelps, and you don't have to talk to very many people in town before you realize he's not popular here. He picketed outside Matthew Shepard's funeral in 1998, and he's been back at least two other times bearing anti-gay signs many here found offensive. Phelps's latest proposal to erect a monument in City Park has done nothing to endear him to locals. He says the granite monument already is under construction. At the top, Phelps says there'll be a bronze plaque with a picture of Shepard.
And inscribed with the words, Matthew Shepard, big letters at the top, entered hell October 12, 1998, at age 21, in defiance of God's solemn warning, Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Leviticus 18:22.
Phelps got the idea from a dispute over another monument in Casper. For nearly 40 years, a stone tablet of the Ten Commandments has stood in the park, unnoticed by many in the town. The monument first drew attention last month when the Freedom From Religion Foundation in Madison, Wisconsin, sent a letter asking that the tablet be removed. The group also pointed out a Tenth Circuit Court decision that says if a city allows one religious monument, it can't discriminate against others. And Phelps is using that for the legal basis for erecting his monument. Annie Laurie Gaylor with the Freedom From Religion Foundation says this should serve as a cautionary tale to political leaders.
This is why it's so dangerous for public officials, especially at the local level, to get involved in endorsing religion. Watch out. If you're going to bless part of the commandments, then you're going to have someone like Reverend Phelps come up and say, well, then I want to put up Leviticus 18:22.
The Casper City Council held a public hearing earlier this month to determine what should be done to keep Phelps from building his monument. Not a single person during the four-hour meeting spoke in favor of Phelps's proposal. Sitting in a smoke-filled bar at the Fraternal Order of Eagles Club, or ARE, local president Robert Crosby echoes the general sentiment from the public hearing.
You know, what he has to say is in bad taste. Actually, you know, who wants to say that guy's going to burn in hell? Not even the angels would presume to judge in the place of God.
Crosby says he wants to keep the Ten Commandments tablet where it is, but not if it means accepting Phelps's monument.
Well, we wrote a letter to the city saying we would prefer to see it in the park, but if they can see their way that they cannot keep it there, we would hope that they would donate it back to us and we can place it in an appropriate place.
The Casper City Council is set to decide Tuesday evening between three proposals: keep the Ten Commandments tablet where it is, give it back to the Eagles, or set up a plaza of historical documents on public property containing copies of things like the Declaration of Independence, the Magna Carta, and the Ten Commandments. City Manager Tom Forsland says that proposal could work. He says a city in the neighboring state of Colorado developed a similar plaza, and it withstood legal scrutiny.
Now, on all three of these scenarios, they would also include turning down the request from the Reverend Phelps to install his monument at that location or any other public location within the community.
Fred Phelps says if that happens, he'll probably sue.
That's an end run. They know that they're required to let us put it there, but they're moving heaven and earth and stepping nicely with a soft shoe dance routine, dog and pony show, to try to figure a way to keep our religious view from even being in the marketplace of their ideas in Casper, Wyoming.
City Councilman Ed Opella says whatever the city decides, there's a chance somebody will sue, but when it comes to Fred Phelps, he doesn't have much sympathy.
He can buy a private piece of property, and he can put up any kind of monument he wants. I don't know how long it would stay in our community, but he could do what he wanted to as a private individual.
One person who testified before the city council hinted locals might destroy Phelps's monument with a sledgehammer. The preacher says if vandalism becomes a problem, He'll ask the city of Casper to provide 24-hour security to protect his right of free speech. Jeff Brady, NPR News.